This is BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ. About 30% of the parking meters in Cornerbrook have been vandalized, and it's not likely they will be replaced. Out of a total of 105 parking meters in the city, 32 have been either stolen or destroyed. Mayor Jim Parsons says this has been going on for several weeks now.
Very frustrating, very difficult to deal with because those meters are, you know, coin meters, the old meters, and it's harder and harder and harder to get parts. They're hard to adjust when prices change, all those things. But this vandalism is very frustrating, not only because it costs us a lot of money to replace them. It costs us revenue, of course, and it's really inconvenient. So they're getting beat up. The perpetrator isn't getting a lot of money.
Parsons says this is a symptom of social issues.
Probably some drug or addiction issues, things like that. So that's concerning. And, you know, we're working with the authorities to sort that out. But I think it does signal we're going to have to change how we do things. So bring us into the 21st century. So we're looking at different parking meter options. Parking meters, for those who don't know, it's not just a cash grab. It's really to make sure that people aren't just squatting in front of our business areas.
Parsons says the city is looking at kiosks similar to what happens in the capital city.
Your ticket kind of thing to cover your parking. The cool thing is you can integrate those with, so if you have money, you can go and just tap and pay. But if you also, you can use your app and use the phone to pay and top it up if you have to. So we're looking at those systems now and looking at how we're going to roll it out. It's going to be a bit of cost to it, but replacing old meters is a real waste of time right now. So we'll see what happens.
The issue was discussed at last night's public meeting. That's a look at BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.